Life Audio.
Experience, one of the very best ways to continue to march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die, and I know we talk about this a lot, but how do we keep going? How do we keep moving forward when it would be easier to stay where we are and die? One of the very best things we can do if we want to keep making forward progress is to be engaged constantly in personal growth. We need to continue to grow as people, grow in our relationships, grow in our ability to do the job that brings in resources for our families, and grow in all of these areas that we're engaged in. If we want to keep moving forward, one of the best things we can do is be engaged in personal growth. In fact, so often when we hit that wall of trauma and trials and difficulties, the obstacles in front of us that we so often talk about, the first thing we stop doing is growing. We're no longer learning. We're no longer developing. We're no longer continuing to become the person that we were created to be. And if we are committed to personal growth, we will have so much more success as we press forward in spite of the difficulties of our lives. Today, I want to give you 5 principles for personal growth. How do we move forward in not only a positive way, but in a growing way, in a way that we could look back on our lives a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and say, I'm so thankful for where I've come from, but I'm not there anymore. I have grown. I am more today than I was back then. How do we continue to grow? I want to talk about that, and I think this is a very important conversation. We'll get there in just a moment. Hello, and welcome to the March or Die Show today. Again, very glad to have you joining me, and really thankful for you taking the time to invest in this show, and I hope that it is a help and an encouragement to you. Certainly, that is the goal. We're going to jump into our content here in just a second, but before we do, I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things, and I've been asked, why do you ask? So I'm getting asked why I ask. Why do you ask right up front? Why is it that you always ask up front? Why don't you give the content and talk about what you're going to talk about and then ask for what you need at the end? And here's the reason. A lot of you, short attention spans. You don't make it all the way to the end. And so I want to make my asks up front, and you can respond to these right now, and I hope that you will, and then we'll get to the reason we all came together. So here are my asks. Number one, if you are not yet subscribed to this show, please subscribe right now. Wherever you're listening from, your favorite podcast platform, you can listen, and or you can subscribe, and I hope that you will. And often I'll say, if you're watching, go ahead and subscribe there. Today is an audio-only podcast, but I would ask you, please, go ahead and subscribe. That would be fantastic. The second thing that I would ask you to do, if you have not yet, is go to marchordie.com, marchordie.com. Please go and check that out. That would be great on the March or Die website, marchordie.com. There is a lot of content, a lot of things there, this podcast, other shows, archived episodes, a lot of great content can be found there, and I would encourage you to go and check that out. Also, the March or Die store is linked there, so please check that out. We have hats, and we have a couple of t-shirts, a hoodie, and some other things there. Please check that out as well, and that would be awesome, and I'd love for you to check all of that out, and sign up finally for the newsletter that is linked on that page as well, marchordie.com. So please go and look at all of that and let me know what you think. I hope that that will be a great resource for you as you listen to this show. I know some of you listen to the radio episode that we put out, and this is the podcast side. It's on demand, but there's a radio side as well. If you're listening on the radio, please go to the podcast, March or Die, wherever you like to listen to podcasts, or just go straight to marchordie.com. You can subscribe there, and that would be fantastic. All right, I want to share with you a couple of things related to personal growth. And we're living at kind of the the golden age of personal growth content. And if you're looking for personal growth content, you can find it. It is everywhere. If you're on social media, it's everywhere. If you, man, you're subscribed to one or more newsletters, you're getting personal growth content. And it's available everywhere. We have no shortage of people, professionals, you know, gurus telling us how to grow personally. And I am not a professional, nor am I a personal growth guru, but there are some things that have helped me. And a lot of this for me has been a mindset. I come back to this conversation around March or Die, pushing forward, moving forward when it seems like your world is out of control. I come back to this again and again and again. I was actually asked on a podcast last week about the March or Die story and, you know, how often I think about these things. And the answer was, I think about them all the time. I think about this all of the time. March or Die for me is not just a you know, catchy tagline or the title of a book or the title of a podcast or the title of a talk. It's all of those things. I do all of those things with it. But for me, it's a way of looking at the world. It's meaningful in that sense. It's understanding every single day of my life, and I hope that you, every single day of your life, that there are difficulties, there are trials, there are these obstacles, there's the traumas of the past, but we have to decide in the midst of those what we're going to do. Are we going to stay where we are and die, or truly, are we going to march, putting one foot in front of the other? And for me, so much of this marching in the midst of the difficulties, so much of marching is a mindset that says, I am where I am. I acknowledge that. I want to be very self-aware. I know where I've come from, but I want to grow, even if it's a little bit at a time, into the place, getting closer to the place that God really wants me to be. And that mindset has helped me to move forward at times that I felt very stuck, to be honest. And I felt very overwhelmed. And I've had thoughts like, I'm not sure I can keep going. Having a mindset for growth often is the thing that will motivate you to take the next step. I want to grow. I want to be truly what God has created me to be. So I want to give you five principles for growth. And these are things, again, I'm not a guru. This doesn't come from a deep dive in all of the personal self-help books. This is just a couple of things, five things that have really helped me, and I want to share them with you. So what are some five principles for personal growth? Number one, realize that you have not arrived. Realize that you have not arrived. This is probably on this list of five, this is the most important one, because if you think that where you are is where you need to be, then you won't continue to grow. And it's possible for us in our relationships, in our position within a family, as a husband or wife, as a mother or father, it's possible for us in our workplace, it's possible for us in whatever place or stage or phase of life we find ourselves in, it is possible for us to be very comfortable and feel like we've got this thing figured out. It's possible for us, using the phrase, to think that we have arrived. If you think you are as far as you're ever going to go, you've learned as much as you will ever learn, you are the expert that you will be, there's nowhere to go from here, then you will never grow. Realize that you have not arrived. And man, this is a tough one, because we fight for position. We fight for that feeling of security and that feeling of comfort in our location. The fact that we know our job, we know what we're doing, we know where we are, we have the security and the comfort and all of those things that go along with maybe a position or a place, you know, whatever it is for you. We fight to get there. And then when we get there, the thought of continuing to grow or moving on to the next phase or stage of life can be overwhelming. You need to realize that you have not arrived. If you're still breathing on this earth, there is more for you to do, more for you to learn, and there is more for you to grow into. So it really begins with that. This is the first thing. Looking at your life, being thankful for where you've come from, proud of what you've done, thankful for what you have, but realizing you have not arrived. And I'll add this kind of to the side of that, this caveat here. When I say realize that you've not arrived, we think of that in very positive terms. You're at the top of the hill. I've arrived. But also, maybe things have not turned out in your life the way you thought they would. Maybe you're not at this stage of your life where you thought you would be. Maybe it's not a positive thing, but for you as well, realize you have not arrived. It is easy to look at our lives, even if it's not what we hoped it would be, and look around and say, well, I guess this is all there is. I guess this is as far as I go. This is as good as it gets. Realize that you have not arrived. That's number one. That takes us to number two. Here you go. Again, these are principles that have helped me. Number two, you need to care more about where you are going than where you have been. I'll say that again. You need to care more about where you are going than where you have been. This is maintaining a forward focus. You know what we do? When things become difficult in our lives, we start to look backwards. We look back to those achievements in our past, and maybe they're small achievements. This is, you know, every guy, they say, could have been a professional athlete, right? Because guys always talk about how I could have been a professional athlete, but I decided to do something different. You know, we look back to our glory days, and maybe our glory days were T-ball or, you know, high school sports or whatever. Maybe it was something else in your past, something you did really well. You're not there anymore. You've moved past that. But we look back and we think those were wonderful days. And we like to talk about where we've been, and we like to talk about what we've accomplished. We need to be more concerned. We need to care more about where we are going than where we've been. Now, this is not to say we should forget where we've come from. Don't ever forget where you've come from. Learn the lessons, be proud of the victories, learn from the defeats, the challenges that you've had. All of those things in your past make you who you are. Don't ever be ashamed of that or embarrassed by that. But don't hang on to it either. I've said this a lot when I've talked about trauma. Maybe you've heard me talk about this, how trauma can become that thing in our past. It's like we're hanging on to a chain that on one end is chained to an event or a circumstance, a situation in the past, and we're hanging on to the other side, and we can't move forward because we won't let go. Your past becomes that. You need to care more about where you're looking. The Bible says where there's no vision, people perish, and we need to have a vision for the future. We need to look to the future. We need to understand that what is in front of us potentially is so much greater than what is behind us. Don't get stuck in the past. When you're overwhelmed by the obstacles and the circumstances and the trials and the situations that loom in front of you, the natural tendency is to become comfortable where you are, to say, well, I guess I've arrived. This is all there is, or this is as good as it gets. And also to take joy or comfort or pride in the past. You need to care more about where you are going than where you have been. Number one, realize, if you're going to continue to grow, realize you have not arrived. Number two, care more about where you are going than where you have been. We're going to take a quick break and get to the next three. We'll be back in just a second. All right, here it is. We talked about the first two. Realize you have not arrived. Number two, care more about where you are going than where you have been. And number three, if you want to continue to grow, here's a principle that has helped me. And I, you know, 47 years old, I continue to try to do this as often as I can. And it's a struggle, but it's helped me to grow. It's helped me to become more than I was. Here it is. Learn something new. learn something new. I could say this, you could put this in parentheses, be uncomfortable. You know, be uncomfortable. Learn something new. Be uncomfortable. Every kind of phase of my life, it seems like I've tried to learn something new. Maybe it's a new hobby. Maybe it's a new skill. It's learning something new and learning something that takes effort, that takes mental effort. I have to exert mental effort. I have to think deeply. I have to learn. I have to read. I have to really strive to understand. Maybe it's taking a class so I can expand my knowledge. Maybe it's something physical, trying to learn a new physical skill. Maybe it's something else. But learn something new. You know what learning something new does? It takes you back to the first couple of points that we made. It helps you to understand you haven't arrived. There's more for me to learn. There's more for me to do. There are more skills that I can add that may be useful in the future. It also helps me to continue to focus on what's in front of me instead of hanging on to what's behind me. Now, this doesn't mean throw away what you have learned or throw away who you are or stop doing the things that make you feel comfortable. That's not what I'm talking about. But there should always be something in your life, constantly something in your life that you're not good at. Something that you don't really know how to do, but you're learning. This is, for me, a lot of this has been physical activities or physical effort. I was 39 years old, I guess, when I started with my kids training jiu-jitsu. And, you know, people start later than that, but that's pretty late to start something as technical and as physical and as difficult as jiu-jitsu. And, man, every time I go to a class, I'm feel like I'm a beginner, right? I've been at this for a little while now, and I feel like I'm a beginner. But I started then, and it was brand new. And man, it's stretching parts of your brain you didn't know were sitting dormant, right? You're looking at the world different and thinking about things different. Your body's moving different. That's just one example. I've done other things physically. I started, you know, surfing in my early 20s. That was a new skill that I go back to again and again, and I'm trying to learn that. And a lot of the kind of even the endurance running stuff that I've talked about on this show, it's a new world. It's trying to figure out new things and how it works and stretching yourself. You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations. Learn something new. Be uncomfortable. If you want to continue to grow, you're going to have to be, as they say, comfortable with being uncomfortable. What are you learning? What's new in your life? Number four, this is really helpful. Really helpful. Number four, get around people who are further along than you. Get around people who are further along than you. If you're anything like me, our natural tendency is to surround ourselves with people that are basically in the same stage of life as us. If we find some people who aren't in the same stage of life as us and we spend time with them, typically that's because they haven't gone as far as we have, right? We're a little further than them. We like that. We like to be a little further along than other people, or we find ourselves comfortable around people who are in a similar life stage to us. That's just kind of where we live and where we function, where we operate, where we feel the best. If you want to grow, find yourself, put yourself, get in the middle of situations with people who are further along than you. This can mean a lot of things. This can mean taking classes, sitting in lectures. And so much of education is not even expensive. You can audit classes at local colleges. You can find a lot of good content on the internet that's available to you. You can listen to things from people that are further along than you. You can absorb this information or consume this content from people who are further along than you by reading books and reading articles and listening to podcasts. All of that is available to you. Put yourself in positions where you have people around you who are further down the road than you are. But I would say this, and I've talked about mentoring on this podcast before. I've written about it on my blog, and you can find that blog linked at marchordie.com. It's important that you also have face-to-face interactions, not just virtual interactions, but face-to-face interactions with people who are further along than you. One of the pieces of advice I try to give to young couples and young parents is find some people who have been married longer than you. Find some couples who have children that are older than yours, people who have gone down the road a little bit further than you have. Get around those people. Surround yourself with those people and learn from them. What you know is not all there is to know. There are some people who have fought some fights you haven't fought, been down some roads you haven't traveled. They know some things you don't know. Get around those people. Surround yourself with people who are a little further along than you. And here's the fifth one, the last one that's really helped me. So number one is realize you have not arrived. Number two is care more about where you are than where you have been. Care more about where you are than where you've been. Number three, learn something new. Be uncomfortable. Number four, get around people further along than you. And number five, here it is, grow to give. Grow to give. And this, to me, is kind of the anchor that keeps everything else in place. Why do I need to have a mindset for growth? Why do I need to have a mindset for growth? Why do I need to care about developing and learning and putting myself in uncomfortable positions and caring more about my future than my past and marching when it would be easier to stay where I am and die? Why does any of this matter? Well, I need to, number five, grow so that I can give. I say this all of the time. If you listen to this podcast, you've heard me say it in the past. Life is not about you. None of this is about you. When I'm talking to people who are struggling with trauma and all the difficulties associated with that trauma, it's important for me to understand personally, but then to communicate to them, look, healing through this trauma, moving forward in spite of this trauma, getting these tools that we're offering to you, it's not really about you. It's about putting you in a position where you can help others. When I'm talking about leadership and when I'm working with people who are trying to develop in leadership, again, I do my best to communicate, look, it's not about you. It's really not about you. It's about being in a place where you can use the relationships and you can use the resources and you can use the opportunities and you can use the time. You can steward over what you have for the benefit of others. That's what this learning thing is about. I want to learn and I want to grow and I want to develop so that I can fully be what God has created me to be. But listen, this isn't a selfish pursuit. This is putting myself in a better place, a more equipped place, a more educated place, a more capable place so that I can fully be what God wants me to be and serve others. I grow so that I can give. This is one of the challenges that I have for people who have hobbies and do pursue things and do try to learn and do try to grow. Why are you doing it? That's the challenge. Why are you doing those things? Maybe it's restful. Maybe it's good for your health. Maybe it's a lot of things, and those are all positive things. But ultimately, those things should not be an end. If you're doing something that's good for your health needs to be strong and needs to be good so you can serve others, so you can, again, fully engage in those things that are in front of you. If you need the mental break or you need the diversion, those things can be very, very helpful. But don't let them become an end in themselves. Any of this, personal growth, growing by learning new things, becoming uncomfortable, working on your discipline, and all of this stuff that we talked about, it can become an end in itself if we're not careful. None of this should be the end. This is simply a list of ways that we can grow into a more useful human being. The goal is to grow so that we can give. This is not deep. Again, this isn't from, you know, a lot of research or whatever. These are five things that have really helped me in my life. I want to continue to be a person who grows, who learns, who is constantly developing. I do not want anyone to look at me 5 years from now and you know, come to the conclusion I'm the exact same person that I was 5 years earlier. I hope that people will look at me now at this age and say, hey, 5 years ago, he wasn't where he is now. 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I do not want to get stuck in time, nor do I want to be the guy that looks back in the past and says, those were the glory days. Those were the good times. I don't want to feel like I've arrived. I want to be thankful for where I am, where I've come from. I want to learn from it. I want to understand who I am and where I've come from. I want all of that to be a part of me. But I want to constantly be looking forward and constantly taking those steps forward, constantly seeking to grow so that I am more useful tomorrow and a year from now and 10 years from now than I am today. What about you? Are you a person who strives to grow? I hope that you are, and I hope that these five principles will be a help to you in that regard. Really do appreciate you listening. Thank you for taking the time to really spend time and understand these things with me, and I hope that they are a help to you. Take some time later on when you get a chance, jump over to Life Audio, lifeaudio.com. You can check out the great podcast there, other great content there. And please go to marchordie.com, marchordie.com. You can find the website for this show, a lot of great content. The store is there, and a lot of other stuff that I'm sure you're going to want to check out. Again, thank you for listening. Please make sure you are subscribed, share this content out, and we will talk to you next time. Many of our veterans feel they need to fight their battles alone. This self-isolation has led to the staggering statistic of more than 20 veterans taking their lives every day. The mission of Mighty Oaks is to eradicate the veteran suicide epidemic and help our warriors change their legacies. We've been able to help over 4,000 veterans and first responders by equipping them with the tools they need to live the lives they were created to live. Our faith-based, peer-to-peer approach has one of the highest success rates of any program available today, offering hope and understanding to those who need it most. By aligning their lives to biblical principles, these men and women are able to lead their families, their communities, and our nation. It's your generosity that can make a difference in the lives of the men and women who have fought for our country and our freedoms. Now that they're home, don't let them fight alone. Learn more at MightyOaksPrograms.org.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.